Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. According to the Digital Influence Index by Fleischmann Hillard, 89% of consumers use the internet to find information on products, services, or companies prior to making a purchase decision. 89%. That means almost all of the people who have inquired about engaging you as a real estate professional have checked you out online at some stage or another before they picked up the phone or sent that initial email. There's no denying that the internet has fundamentally changed how people make purchase decisions. In the olden days, consumers simply based the decisions on information they received from advertising, brochures, and heck, some of them would even visit a real estate agent to speak with a real person. Crazy, right? Well, today, consumers research extensively online. They read reviews, they download guides, they participate in forums, and they check out social media to see what you're all about. According to Google, in 2015, there were 2.24 million real estate-related search terms on Google every month in Australia. 2.24 million. Your prospects want to get as much information as possible before they have to speak to a salesperson or property manager, and it's getting so much harder to stand out on the web. It goes without saying that your online presence needs to be squeaky clean, but more importantly, the content you publish online could be the difference between people finding you online or ending up on one of your competitors' websites. There is a story that I've used many times in presentations, and you've probably heard me talk about it on the podcast before. It's about a guy called Marcus Sheridan. Marcus began his career as a pool entrepreneur, selling fiberglass pools in the Virginia, Maryland area in the US. After feeling the effects of the GFC in 2008 and within months of bankruptcy, Marcus realized he needed a different approach to marketing online. But unlike what most businesses do by way of advertise their products and services, Marcus started a blog with the sole intention of answering every conceivable customer question on his website, hoping that people typing these specific questions into Google would end up on his site, where they would find all of the other helpful transparent articles that he's written, thus converting them into customers for his pool business eventually. Prior to starting his blog, in 2009, Riverpool spent around $250,000 a year on advertising to produce around $4 million in sales. In 2011, after just 2 years of building his library of helpful content on his website, Marcus and the team at Riverpool started receiving 75,000 visitors to their site every month. They cut their advertising budget to just $20,000, a tenth of what it was only 2 years before, while increasing their business to $5 million in sales. Not bad numbers, right? During the same time that Marcus's business was going from strength to strength, other local pool providers, the ones who went about business as they always had, saw their sales drop between 50 and 70%. Today, Marcus is the leading authority on fiberglass pools in the world, the largest fiberglass pool supplier in the US, and a popular keynote speaker at conferences around the globe. All of this because he did something that no other business owner in his niche was prepared to do. He gave his prospects and customers exactly what they were searching for online. Answers. I want you to go to Google after listening to this podcast and type in a real estate question and see what comes up. And I'm talking about a real specific question that someone thinking of buying, selling, or renting would ask. Something like, what's the difference between unconditional and conditional offers? How long is the cooling off period when selling a house? What happens in a multiple offer situation? How long after I move out do I get my bond back? Or how much do property managers cost? These are all questions that I have no doubt that you or someone in your office has been asked, most likely numerous times, and these are questions people are asking online. Chances are when you type these questions into Google, real estate agents barely rank, if at all. So has the light bulb gone off for you yet? If you're asking yourself how to seem more exciting online in 2016, I think you're asking the wrong question. Today, winning attention online can be as easy as asking a different question. How can we help? not only a few other real estate professionals adopting this mindset of help, not hype, but this approach is so much cheaper and in most cases will be more effective than any other digital marketing that you will invest in this year. Start small. Build a list of the top 25 questions that you've been asked over the past 12 months. Go to your email inbox, ask your staff, or ask your clients. I'm confident you could fill up that list pretty quickly. Aim to write one article a week, giving a detailed, transparent answer. And if writing really isn't your thing, why not try recording video? If you do end up recording video, make sure you have the audio transcribed so that it can be indexed by the search engines. There's plenty of affordable services out there online today that can do this for you. We use a service called SpeechPad, where we simply upload our video and the audio is transcribed and returned to us in 48 hours. It's that easy. Next time someone asks you a question, write it down. If you don't have an article written or a video already recorded, put it on your list of to-dos for the next month. I recently met with the owner of a property management business who has been building a Q&A library on his website for almost a year, writing a detailed article every week in response to questions his team receives that week. His Google Analytics report shows that in the past 30 days, they've generated 8 website inquiries from new visitors to their blog that have come from a search on Google, 5 of which are now clients, and based on the current multiplier for rent rolls in the area, their blogging efforts have added $28,500 value to their business. Not bad. Now, while it's not hard to do this, it's not easy either. It takes a commitment to the process and a belief that by answering your customers' questions in detail on your website consistently over time will bring results eventually. If you're thinking, well, this is all really just too hard, or this digital marketing thing is, it's really just baloney, or why should I bother? My question to you is this. What would you do if the business owner I just mentioned was one of your competitors? Would you start blogging too? Would you be okay that almost $30,000 has walked into their office in the past 30 days instead of yours? Or would you do something about it and start looking for smarter ways to market your business online in 2016? My guess is you're a smart person and you're always searching for proven strategies to grow your business. So go out there and make 2016 the best year yet for you and your business. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.